When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. Then the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you who are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave Me food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed Me. I was naked, and you gave Me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of Me. I was in prison, and you visited Me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of My family, you did it to Me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave Me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave Me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome Me. Naked, and you did not give Me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit Me." Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to Me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I have revisited and studied these verses through the years, I came to realize that as Jesus talked privately to His disciples, and as the writer of Matthew wrote the book of Matthew to his community of early Christians, not only is this speaking of the way Christians should treat one another and the world, it's also speaking of character. Characters. One thing that always confused me as I read this, or one of the things that always confused me as I read this, if you notice, those who are on His right, or the sheep, answer, "Well, Lord, when did we see You this and that and the other and feed You and take care of You?" And whenever He turned to the goats said the same thing, "But Lord, when did we see You in need and not take care of You?" And I never understood that. It's like, are they blind to what they're doing? Or do they not understand how they are affecting other people? And the more I read it and the more I studied this, I became aware that one of the things that this scripture is about is character. Character. If we quickly look at the response of both the sheep and the goats in today's scripture, again, we can begin to see what I'm speaking of. Now, the sheep respond this way. "Lord, when was it that we saw You hungry and gave You food, or thirsty and gave You something to drink? And when was it that we saw You a stranger and welcomed You, or naked and gave You clothing? And when was it that we saw You sick or in prison and visited You?" And then, if we immediately skip over the next few verses and turn to how the goats respond, or those people on His left, then they will also answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw You hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of You?" Do you see what I mean? They have the same response. They didn't understand what they were doing or what they didn't do, it seems to me, at this level of just simply reading this scripture.